Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Innova Solutions podcast. My name is Candice Morales, and my position here is Associate Director of MSP Relations. And I'm here with our very own Pam Blunt, who is our Associate Vice President of Delivery. Today, we are delighted to dive into the fascinating realm of prioritizing knowledge sharing between multi-generational workers.
Glad to be here. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited about this topic and passionate about it. So I'm thankful to be invited to the podcast.
Let's get right into it. Yes. So one of my first questions for you is, how does the presence of multiple generations in the workforce impact knowledge sharing within the organization?
It's a great question. You know, I think it's important to understand that different generations communicate, you know, differently. I have Gen Z kids, and, you know, I'm an immigrant of the internet, but my kids are first generation. So the Gen Z and the millennial generations, you know, they share and obtain knowledge through social media platforms, as opposed to maybe an older generation that shares knowledge through personal interaction or white papers, you know, or even, you know, books that are written. So I think it's really, really important in any industry to quickly, you know, assess your audience and understand how they're comfortable and accustomed to learning and applying, you know, knowledge.
Absolutely. I very much agree with that. I think, you know, in today's age between Gen Z and millennials, and not just those, right? Because in the workforce, we have some of the older generations as well. So, you know, these newer times can introduce communication barriers, you know, different work styles, technological divides. So I think it's, you know, really important that in the industry, we communicate with one another, we teach one another, right, on how the other one communicates and how they share. So yeah, like you said, applying knowledge and learning is definitely a must.
Yeah. And I mean, it's really key to just having a multifaceted way of approaching it so that you're gaining your audience multiculturally or multi-generationally. Yeah.
All right. So my next question for you is, what are some common barriers or challenges organizations face when trying to facilitate knowledge sharing across generational divides, and how can they overcome these obstacles?
You know, typically in organizations, your leadership are part of that kind of older generation. And many times there's more of an old school path of the way that they communicate to their staff, right? So the obstacle is that younger generation just may not respond. So for example, I was talking about my Gen Z generation, you know, oftentimes I will call somebody in the generation of Gen Z and they won't call me back and they won't pick up the phone, but they'll text me. So I text them and they text me back because that's their comfort level of the way that they like to communicate. So, you know, I think as leaders in the industry, it's really important to adjust our way of thinking to ensure we're creating multiple ways to communicate the same message. Having your message prepared, you know, verbally, in email, in text, on social media, those are all important to not only getting your message across, but that multiple generational groups are seeing and applying the communication where it's appropriate.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, also, you know, the organizations, you know, investing in, you know, cross-generational training programs or implementing user-friendly knowledge management systems, you know, that's really what is going to bridge that gap or the divide, right?
Agreed.
In what ways can organizations leverage the unique perspectives and experiences of employees from different generations to enhance overall knowledge sharing and collaboration?
You know, there are many, many studies out there that prove that having a diverse group of people on your project to include different generations produces a better product. So there have been many studies that have proven that. So, you know, I believe that wisdom comes in multiple formats, and understanding that unique ideas stem from not only experiences, but the way a person views the world is critical. I mean, it's critical to organizations that they listen first and they take that and they put that into best practices and the innovative ideas that come from all of their staff, no matter the generation, right? So, and customers too. I think we have multi-generational customers in our industries, and we need to listen to them and what they need from us, you know, as their partner to help make not only our internal organization successful, but also our customers' goals and hitting those goals for them.
Right. Absolutely. I know some places have implemented, you know, reverse mentoring programs. Yep. Where the younger employees mentor older employees on topics like social media or, you know, new technologies, new trends. And so, yeah, it's very interesting, you know, when you're in those type of situations or having those conversations, the back and forth, you know, the different points of view, but understanding and respecting each other's points of views and then collaborating yes. to, you know, to work together. Yes.
Respect is a big word,
yes.
right? And create a culture that drives respect. And to your point, collaboration is really key. Very key.
Very, yeah, for sure. So how does technology play a role in facilitating knowledge sharing between multi-generational workers? And what tools or platforms are most effective in this regard, do you think?
You know, well, let's be really clear. Technology has taken over how we communicate in this world, right? The art of conversation is kind of being lost to the art of being an influencer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's really important for organizations to embrace the power of being able to share knowledge in real time to people all over the world. You know, branding your organization, and in many ways, you as an individual representing your organization, you know, doing that with integrity and valuable content is really the key to success and personal growth. I know in my career, networking platforms have always been, essential to my personal brand. Right. As I'm going out and I'm networking, for example, on LinkedIn, it's a professional tool. So it's imperative that my organization and that myself are very active on that tool. But I never, ever want to discount the social platforms, you know, where you can introduce yourself and your organization. Let's take Instagram, for example. You know, it's a much more relaxed environment, and it really is about how you self-identify. So that people will seek you out either to communicate knowledge or to network with you. So if I say put under my name, I'm a mom, I'm an engineer at Apple, and I'm a self-proclaimed chef, right? People are going to take that information and then they're going to use other platforms to find you and, you know, and hopefully communicate and network with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in recent years, especially with, you know, social media becoming such a huge thing and having more platforms now than we've ever had, I have noticed that some organizations utilize social media like TikTok or an Instagram or even a Facebook.
Yep.
I have had quite an influx in the last couple of years of people reaching out through Facebook.
Yeah.
For business opportunities, believe it or not. So it's definitely a different time. It's definitely interesting. But I think it also works well for us, right? Because it gives us the opportunity, you know, to use the social media as a little bit of insight into these folks' lives, right? So when we are having a conversation, whether it's, you know, recruitment or selling, we can kind of use some of that information to kind of make a connection.
Right. Yes. Find that common interest or ground.
Yeah. Meet each other.
Yeah. And like, you know, it makes it more comfortable, less formal.
Right.
But we still get business done, but we do it in a way that is enjoyable. And I like that. I really like that.
I agree. I think the older generation, it was just, you know, we were trained to, you know, work hard, work, work, work. That's the goal.
Right.
And now it's not that working is not the goal, but it's, you know, how can we work together in this new time where social media and, you know, mobile devices and mobile apps are so, so huge. And right. how do we utilize them, right, in our organizations to work
with and ironically, it's that younger generation coming up that's teaching us, you know, to calm down.
Yes.
and be just breathe and be a little bit, you know, have fun.
Yes.
Life is about enjoying it. So yeah, it's true.
I had a colleague once say to me, don't work so hard, enjoy life. And I was like, I enjoy life, but I also, I don't know how to not work hard. Sure. So it is the younger generation.
Life is about balance.
Right. Yeah, it is about a balance. And so I think, yeah, the younger generation is definitely teaching us that for sure. Yeah. Work-life balance, or, you know, mental health checks or mental health days, you
right.
know, all of these things that prior to now we really didn't have.
Yeah.
Or we really didn't talk about. So
true.
Can you discuss more about the importance of creating a culture of continuous learning and development to support knowledge sharing among employees of all ages?
You know, learning is growing, period. So if an organization doesn't provide avenues for continuous learning and the message of how important that is, they're missing out on the opportunity to evolve. And to not evolve is to die. For example, we don't still travel by horse and buggy. Why? Because we invented the car, right? You have to evolve with the world and the way that the technology is moving. So, you know, organizations need to build learning and training platforms that are interesting to both internal and external audiences. Being in tune with what's going on in the world and how that could positively affect your goals as a company is critical. Your employees, no matter their age, work at your company because their interest and their craft align with what you do. So if an organization builds out content that supports those two things, employees are always going to be interested in seeking out that knowledge. That being said, you know, if it is training, it needs to be dynamic and interactive and fun. Training shouldn't feel like a test. When you walk away from training, you should have a renewed energy and be excited to share what you've just learned with other people. So, you know, if it's knowledgeable content and organizations are putting out good content, it goes back to what you were saying before. You know, we need to have multiple avenues to make it accessible to everyone. And if you can do that, you're going to get, I think, the best results.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And, you know, an organization that promotes growth mindset and willingness to learn from others, regardless of, you know, age or experience level, you know, that's so, like you said, it's necessary in this day and age to have that. And, you know, an organization having those programs and having those trainings, it really brings the two different age levels together. It brings the experience levels together. And that's where, like, people really get to create a good back and forth, a good relationship, work relationship. The other one understands, they understand one another. I think that that's wonderful. And I have seen a lot of organizations in the last few years really ramp up on some of those training and development opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're really keying into the importance of it. I think training was an afterthought years ago, and now for knowledge transfer and for sharing, it's critical. It's just critical.
So how can organizations encourage mentorship and reverse mentorship programs as a means to foster knowledge exchange between generations?
Well, you know, you brought this up earlier that you've seen many organizations that have a formal mentorship program. I mean, and that obviously relays that organization's commitment to ensuring that knowledge is generationally passed down, right? You know, however, I think it's a key way to creating an environment where multi-generational knowledge is happening is to be really thoughtful as an organization when you're building out project teams. So when leadership introduces a new initiative, right, they should be purposeful when they're inviting those that they want to participate. Build a team that has multiple or multi-generational participants, and the knowledge transfer is just going to happen naturally both ways. You know, I also strongly believe that part of an organization's performance management conversation should include individuals that you're asking the question, who are you mentoring to take your place? It's just really important, because that way it not only creates an environment where that is important and you need to be doing that, you need to be sharing your knowledge, but it also promotes a culture where, you know, your manager is looking at your next leg in, right? Where are you going? Your next promotion. Be prepared for that promotion when it comes. Who's going to step into your place when I promote you to your new job? And that's super positive. So I think those are two simple things that a company can do that don't cost anything that drive that positive knowledge transfer between multi-generations.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I, in a past life, I had a boss that was really interested. He was building out a team, and he was really interested in building out a team of experts. So he was very strategic in his hiring process, but we were very much a diverse group, you know, all different ages and different levels of skill set. But in one of the conversations that we had, he was like, I want us to do, you know, group meetings and group sessions so that we can bounce ideas off mm-hmm. of each other. And because eventually you guys are going to want to grow and be in a role like mine. And it's my job to make sure that I empower you and, you know, prepare you with all the tools and skills that you're going to need. And, you know, that we utilize all the different people on our team's knowledge to kind of help us all each get
there. Yes.
And so I really enjoyed that. I really liked that because I felt like he also took a personal interest in my growth. It's not just me, you know, growing and creating opportunities for myself, but now I have people to lean on and to teach me a thing or two as well. Right.
Right.
So that's wonderful. And I love when I see that in organizations for sure.
Agreed. Love it.
So how can organizations address potential generational stereotypes or biases that may hinder effective knowledge sharing or collaboration in the workplace?
You know, gender bias is a real thing from all generations, right? Older generations think younger generations don't have as much to offer because of the lack of experience, and younger generations think older generations are out of touch. Maybe because they don't have the knowledge or new industry standards. You know, organizations have to do the best job they can to create as much of a fair and equitable environment when it comes to allowing people's voices to be heard. So creating open lines of communication among teams, having town hall meetings, maybe divisionally, keeping employees informed through the different technical platforms, you know, having an avenue for people to ask questions. These are all ways companies can really tamper down that generational bias. Also, I think recognition is really important. So recognizing teams that include multi-generational participants drives that message that success can be achieved just when working together. You know, representation is key. Organizations need to represent all generations of employee. When we see ourselves, you know, we understand the vision as a group, we become more of a culture that lifts each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Yes, I absolutely love that. You're 100% right. I completely agree. Working, you know, in an environment that promotes culture, inclusivity, and respect, you know, we said that before, where all employees feel valued and encouraged to contribute, you know, their different perspective and experiences, right?
Yep.
So yeah, I think that would be, that's great, you know, and even here at Inova, I see that a lot that, you know, I hadn't seen in other organizations where there's just a certain level of folks are approachable. You know, if you don't know something, you can ask for help and not feel afraid. I think in past, the older generation even was a little more, you know, afraid to ask questions and you know, raise their hand if they didn't know something. Because in the past, some folks thought, oh, well, that might cost me my job, or it shows I don't know something. And it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, here for the same reason. We're all here to grow and learn from one another. So yeah, definitely working within an organization that shares and collaborates like that is wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest loss a company can experience is intellectual property. So if somebody isn't sharing their knowledge and they're keeping it close because they feel like that makes them relevant, then there's something wrong with that company's culture, you know? So feeling supported and safe builds trust. And when people trust their leadership, it drives good behavior. Bottom line.
Okay, so my next question for you is, how can organizations leverage generational diversity and inclusion initiatives as a catalyst for enhancing knowledge sharing and organizational innovation?
You know, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, studies show that having a diverse team produces a better product. And, you know, organizations need to be forward thinking on what different generations can bring to the table. Ideas come from all aspects of life, and putting people, like we said, in a safe place where they're encouraged to communicate, no matter their age, ethnicity, background, etc., is powerful. You know, companies get the best out of their employees when their employees feel validated for what they bring to the conversation. And so I think it's just, it's inherently critical that companies allow open communication without fear of judgment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it goes back to what I was saying before, which is, you know, we both have said it, implementing training and development programs that promote the diversity, inclusion, and cultural competence that can foster more effective knowledge sharing across, you know, generational divides. So for sure, yeah. Can you discuss the importance of creating flexible learning pathways and opportunities that cater to diverse learning styles and preferences of employees across different generations?
Yeah, this is a really important topic because everyone learns differently. I believe that by the time most people leave high school, they understand their learning style. So, you know, when you add the generational aspect in an organization, that can become challenging, right? Training can become challenging because you've got to figure out how to, you know, teach a class across the ages.
Right.
But I like the word flexible that you used in the question. You know, training courses or content intended to pass on knowledge, it needs to come in multiple formats, you know, if possible. If not, as we mentioned before, if it's a more formal training that's corporate developed, then it needs to be interactive. And you need to be able to see if your audience is absorbing that information and then applying that to their both personal and professional growth. And if you can see that in their performance, right? There needs to be KPIs tied around the styles and the way that it's being pushed out. So then you, the trainer or the person passing on the knowledge can then be, there's that word again, flexible, right?
Right.
To adjust and to shift, you know, the way you're passing on that knowledge.
I think it's also important to create an environment that, you know, like you said, people learn differently.
Yep.
So it's important to create an environment where people are not afraid to ask questions or say that they're not sure about something, you know, and that really comes down to that personal relationship that you're building with the folks in your organization, right? How you interact with one another and engage with one another, especially when someone's in the middle of training you, right, that that you be approachable so that the person that is learning from you doesn't feel so intimidated or afraid to even ask questions, right? And I would think, especially someone in my position where, you know, I'm a bit older, you know, that can be intimidating, right? Because now the younger generation's coming in and maybe they don't have as many questions.
Right.
So, sure. You know, creating an environment where both feel really comfortable is awesome. So looking ahead, how do you envision the future of knowledge sharing evolving in the context of multi-generational workforce? And what steps can organizations take to stay ahead of these changes?
Technology is the future, right? It's the future of knowledge sharing, period. Organizations are going to have to make the investments in technology and make that technology accessible to their staff. You know, companies need to create an environment of adoption. Like you mentioned, people can be afraid, right, of change, of new technology. So they need to provide what we were talking about, that safe environment where people can ask questions and obtain training without the fear of looking inadequate, just like you said. You know, that's going to be the key to our future. And I really do feel strongly that this can be accomplished by implementing many things that we've discussed throughout this podcast. First and foremost, you know, creating a culture where multi-generational people have the opportunity to interact and build relationships. So if they have the technology, they have the safe environment, and they feel supported, they're going to share that knowledge and they're going to do it happily. which is going to make your organization grow and become all that more powerful and successful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, staying ahead of these changes, you know, of all the changes that are happening right now, especially, you know, like we said, in technology, you know, staying ahead of it, you know, hearing our younger generations, collaborating with them, like we've talked about, you know, it's all important, because as technology continues to change and evolve and grow, we kind of need to do the same, right? And we need to teach folks while we're evolving ourselves.
Yes. And why it's important.
Exactly.
Not just our knowledge, but why it's so important to share that knowledge.
For sure. Yes. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about this before, where, you know, there's that whole mindset of work smarter, not harder.
Right.
But I feel like that doesn't always apply, right? And so that goes back to teaching folks why some, like teaching folks a particular skill and then explaining why it should be this way, right? Why you can't cut corners and, you know, what the ramifications of that are, you know, and I think, you know, the younger generation will definitely help us in terms of, you know, how to implement that using some of these mobile apps, using social media, using all of the technology that we have today.
Yep. Yep. And why this is so valuable to them, what that's going to do for their growth. So as much as we care about our companies, and we do, and being good corporate stewards, we do come to work because we're here to make money and to support our families and to do the things that we individually want to do. Sharing that knowledge is important, but also, like you said, letting them know why it's going to help them and create a better future for them individually will give them that vision of why they're at the right place and why they're working at the right company.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. All right. So that is it for our latest episode of our Nova Solutions podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive into more fascinating topics. Until next time, happy exploring.
All right. Appreciate it.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.